We are up to Simin Tov Resh Tzadi Vav, and we'll be doing the first five Si'ifim. Purim Mutar Basiyas Malacha. The Mechaber says, on Purim you're allowed to do Malacha. Chazal were only koveya it from Nishta V'Simcha, not days for Menucha. U'bamalkim Shinagu Shlolasos, whereas in places that were Makabal on themselves as well not to do Malacha, Einosin, you're not allowed to. Says the Ramah, V'ha'idna Nagu B'chol Malkim Shlolasos. It is the minhag not to do malacha on Purim. There's a machlokis. The Bir Alacha brings the Prima Gadim, who says that this is dafka by day, but by night, the night of Purim, there's no iser malacha altogether. But the Chasam Sofer is machmer even balayla. Says the Mechaber now, v'ha ose, if someone does malacha, Eina roa simin bracha me osa malacha. He does not, he will not benefit from that malacha li olam forever. Ella, unless imu binyan shel simcha, unless it's the kind of malacha that is appropriate for Purim, such as kagon beis chasnus levno, he's building a home to marry off his son in, o avurniki shel malachim, or a palace, meaning a very luxurious home that gives one simcha, the shari that is mutter. This Avurnika Shel Malachim was not a home. The Avurnika Shel Malachim was a tree that is planted for shade, it was a tree that had a lot of shade, and the Malachim would sit under it and relax. Hagah, umuter lasas komaleches mitzvah, kagon lichtov piske halachas, you're allowed to do maleches mitzvah, such as writing psak halacha, v'chein muter lasas afilo malachas gemuras to tzorach apurim, if it's for the sake of Purim itself, even a malacha gemura is actually muter. Business is muter because it gives simcha. What does the Mechaber mean when he says that he will not see simin bracha from Mitlyol, instead of a machlokis? Pashit pshat is that this means he will not, if he plants something, it won't grow. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that what it really means is he's not going to make anything on it, but he's not going to lose anything either. To write letters, or just to write down IOUs, so that he works out how much money he owes to people. All the things that don't need iyun gadol, where it's something very, very quick, the halach is that it's mutter, certainly don't indulge in it in a way that you won't have time to end up doing the mitzvahs of the day. Beis afilu b'malkim shenago, even where the minig is not to do malach on Purim, lo nagu ela b'yom mikra megillah bilvad, that is only on the day you're laying the megillah, yudalit for yudalitors, and tezvav for tezvavers. Avaleser shel zeba ze eino minig, there is no minig, to not to do malach on both days. The Mishnah Berurah already brings down that there are places where there are no not to do malach on both days. Gimel, Yom Yudalev Yom Tesvav Asurim Behespid V'tainis. It is usur to be maspid or to fast l'chol adam b'chol makom, for everybody in any place. Bein v'nei krochim shemosim tesvav bilvad. Bein v'nei ayarish shemosim yudalev bilvad. Doesn't make a difference which day you keep. The other day is still usher behesped v'tainus. What happens when someone is buried? Vanoshim ma'anos behem. Women, it used to be the minhag that at a levaya, so women would be makonin. They would say kinnis, and they did it in a group, and there were different ways of doing it. So ma'anos behem shekulon onos ka'achas. They're allowed to be makonin together. Umetapchos, shemakos kaf al kap, and they clap hands. Avalom mekoninos, what does that mean? Shetei isha midabers v'kulon onos achreha. That degree of kino, where one woman says and everyone answers after, that is not done. Nikbar hameis lo ma'anos lo mekoninos, after the kfura, we're back to Purim, and you're not allowed to have any kind of kina. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in a place where the minig is that on the day of Shiva they go to the Beis Olam, they go to the Beis HaKfaris, he says they should not go with a minion, you should only go the Mishpacha itself, you can take a chazan to say a Keil Melei Rachamim, but you don't make a whole procession of it, and an Ovel should also not go on Erev Purim, an Ovel to Shiva should not go Erev Purim, because people are going to think that Purim is Mavat Lavelis the way a Yontiv does. Siv Dalid. Kol divrei avelus nogim mechanical Purim. The Mechaber Shita is that Avelis is Noeg in Purim. So if someone's in the middle of Shiva, he continues to sit on the floor, not wear shoes. Hagah, Umikol Malkum Yelech LeBeis HaKnesses LeShmo HaMegillah. The Rama says that he should nevertheless go to Shul to hear the Megillah. Now, V'im Yuchal Lesof Minyan LeBeis HaLikros HaMegillah Adif Tvei. If he could possibly get a minion to his house, he shouldn't have to go to the shul. That would be better. That's all in the Mechaber Shita. There's a minhag. There are those who say that there is no avelis on Purim altogether. An oval sits on a chair. An oval wears shoes because it's Purim on both days. And that is our minhag. Even if it's the first day of avelis, it's nitcha because of Purim. Aval dvarim shebitzina noeg, whereas it has the same halacha as Shabbos, dvarim shebitzina noeg, washing, bathing is still aser. The afal pishe noeg avelis bepurim olo leminyan zayin yemei avelis kamo Shabbos. Even though they are not noeg avelis, but for hesyan Shabbos on Purim only betzina, nevertheless it counts for the shiva. V'chein pasuk harav ba'atzmo betur yoredeya simin tafalef. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, although he brings Cholkin on the Ramah, he comes out that the minig is like the Ramah, that although it's Toch Shiva, they do not sit Shiva on either Yudalid or Tesvav, either one of them. With regard to going to Shul to hear the Megillah, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz that even though there is no avelis on Purim, he should still not go out of the house. And if he can have a minion in his house, that would be better. The Magen Avraham says that for Shachris, he can actually go to Shul. The Prima Gadim says, Hameka lo hifsid. And this halacha is true even if the Kfur was on Purim itself, and this is the first day of avelis, like we saw in the Ramah. Now let's just see Sifhei then. What happens if Purim fell on Matzoy Shabbos? The Avol was in Shul for Shabbos. They used to eat Shalashudis before Mincha, and he was there for Mincha. Lo yetzei mishamat shispal tfilas arvis vishma kriyas ha-Megillah. So there, he doesn't have to leave Shul. He can remain in Shul for the Megillah. Ulamachris lo yetzei mipesa beso, where the next day he should not leave his house. Say the Nosei Kalim. This is the Mechaber l'shitoso that Avelis is Noeg on Purim. But according to the Ramah that Avelis is not Noeg on Purim, you don't have to come on to this. What should an Ovel really do? An Ovel Tok Shiva, what is he supposed to do? So Lamaisa, by night, really he should daven in his house, and then he should go to Shul to hear the Megillah. If he has a minion in his house for the Megillah, that is the best thing to do. Whereas by day, he should go to Shul even if he has a minion at home, because of Baravam, he's better off for the Pesumei Nisa going to Shul by day. So by night he should make a minion at home and hear the Megillah there. By day he should go to Shul. This is all on Yudalid if he's a Ben Yudalid. On Tezvav for a Ben Yudalid, the halacha is that he has to stay at home. He can make a minion in his house, but there he definitely doesn't walk out of the house, even though we paskin that Avelis is not Noach.